The Midrash brings down Rabbi. There were two people, there were Ganovim, Roitzchim, Shoydedim. They were the Mamesh Ale Averas. All the Gimel Averas, the Sachas. This was their type, Mamesh Ale Averas. One day they were walking together in the street. One of them fell. He was running away. He was trying to help them, and he died. No one touched the Nevela. The Nevela stayed there a little bit. Someone passed in the street, just kicked it to the side. It fell in a place there on the side where the water is. His friend saw it. They say, you know, if we looked on by people so cheap that even no one wants to touch the nevela of my friend, I mean, there's no point to stay like this. Mamash, the lower should be lowest. It's nishkin mahala. Hashem, he lived a couple of years. Then he was nifter. Came to the Shemaim, no? The Rodan, he had a Averus, he did Tshuva. The Paskin to him, you know, he goes to Gan Eden, you know, it was about Tshuva, Tzadik Gomor. His friend, the one that died, he was, you know, deep in Gehenim Dalton, you know, on the bottom, So he made, Miyad, you know, runs up to the Shemaim, goes there, and the Medrash brings down, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I don't understand. Or he's with me together. And if there's a way out, you know, I want to join him. When Layala Aladah, I'm sitting here, rattling here, Mikafa Kela, Lekafa Kela. This guy, I mean, I'm telling you, I can tell you exactly what we did. We did everything together. I have a lot more to say. You tell him, you know how much Averis you did? He says, yeah, I'm telling you, everything what I did, he did also. Because I did everything when I'm sitting here, he also did. There's not one thing that we do together. We tell him, yeah, but, you know, he did Tshuva. So he says, okay, so I would also do Tshuva. So they tell him, it's too late. He says, well, what is too late? Tell me what he did. I'm asking to do, you know, he was Mekabel, he will never do it again. I'm also will never do it again. Tell him, it's too late now. He told him, Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechal B'Shabbos. Miloy Torach Be'erev Shabbos, Lo Yechal B'Shabbos. Oylem Azeh Doyme Le'erev Shabbos. Oylem Aburim Ale Shabbos. Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechal B'Shabbos. And the Medrash is Mamshich. Omru Le'em. Oylem Azeh Doyme Le'yam. Em Le'yaboshe. Someone's going on a big trip in the ocean. If he prepares himself in the boat, things for the way, he will have what to eat in the ocean. If he doesn't prepare himself, when he goes from the Yabosha to the Yam, Ma Yechal Bayam? Manish is Mamshich. Oilam Azed Dael Le Yishuv. Oilam Abadayim Le Midbo. Misha Torach Be Yishuv is going out there. To the desert, he takes packages. Hot says he doesn't take packages. He will start. Nishtak to the Anoisov, and he went down back to Gehenna. And the Mefoshim Shtel, the message is very clear. If you prepared in the world, you have an Elam Abba. If you didn't prepare, Elam Azadim Elam Shabbos, and Abodim Elam Shabbos. Elam Azadim Elam Yabosha, and Abodim Elam Yam. Elam Azadim Elam Yishva. The guy couldn't chop in the first time. I think everyone here chopped in the first time, yeah? It's no chamol. I can tell you another 20 Misholim, you know. It's not a castle. I mean, I go, man, come on, it's a whole vat, just a Misholim, yeah? That's what Mefoshim Shtel. Mefoshim say, Givaldik Ezach. They answered him a very tiefe answer. They told him, Oilam Azeh Doim Ele Erev Shabbos. Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos. Yoichal b'Shabbos. This world is Allah. It's Erev Shabbos. The party is Shabbos. If you prepare for the party on Erev Shabbos, you're able to eat in Shabbos. If you don't prepare an Erev Shabbos, you don't know what to eat in Shabbos. What you will tie in it? I didn't realize that Elam Hazeh is Erev Shabbos and Elam Hazeh is the main point. Everything what here is Arai, it's Nishnei Geah. I didn't realize that. Tell him, Beseder, it's 50-50. Elam Hazeh, Dei Mele Yabosho, Elam Hazeh, Dei Mele Yam. Yam is a ganze platz. Going for a big trip in the ocean. Said it. Oh, but if you're going for the trip in the ocean, you have to prepare things on the boat. If not, you're not able to eat. You're right. You're not saying it's 50-50. So Yabosh is a yam. But if you're going to a trip, if you don't prepare things, you know what? You didn't think that the main thing is Olam Haba. But I'll explain it. In this world, you have to enjoy it. It's good to have it good there. It's worth it. But also to have a good Seder, a good shmooze, a good food, a good supper. It's also important. It's not only prepare yourself for Olam Haba. If you didn't prepare nothing in the boat, what do you need later? What do you say? No, you even didn't realize that. You didn't have, you thought the main thing is here. Say that. Olam Hazeh Doim Ele Yishuv. Olam Haba Doim Ele Midbach. Mamesh Enech Namid Iker. There's nothing more to enjoy. It's one big desert. You just tzadikim Yeshu, you sit and learn all day. Mamesh Nat Kida, yeah? You're right. From your point, you will stay here forever, yeah? Say that. Aber Lamaise, you're taken there. It's a desert. If you don't prepare what to eat, you'll die. So even the Shitascha, even if you didn't realize what is the Chashivas, if Olam Haba is, you didn't realize it's a Shabbos. You didn't realize it's a Yam. And it's a Charova, it's a Midbar, it's a Shmama. Haba, you didn't prepare yourself. But it has to know. When a person is misasek in the avoda of El, he says 40 days to prepare, we can't stop. A person has to know, is to say to himself the whole time, the first thing, Olam Hazeh Doimel Le'erev Shabbos, Olam Haba Doimel Le'Shabbos, מי שתורח בערב שבת, הוא יעשה בשבת. Person goes to dig to find diamonds. He's going into the schmutz, into the dirty. He wants diamonds. It's very dirty. He doesn't feel that it's dirty. He doesn't feel that it's schmutz. He's looking for the diamonds. Olam Hazeh Doim Be'erev Shabbos. Olam Haba Doim Ele Shabbos. It's hard. It's hard. Hashem gives a hard day. What is the pshat in the hard day? Now you're cooking the potatoes, Lama Zogim, for Shabbos, yeah? Potatoes are very hard. If you try to eat raw potatoes, it's a gatenish. Today you're cooking the potatoes. It's a very hard day. Because what you try to bite the potatoes, yeah? You don't want to cook it. You don't want to sit and learn. You decide to bite it. It's hard for you. It's hard for you. So what? So you give up on today. You don't, today you're not steiging. You don't sit and learn the whole Seder. You pretend yourself, you go party with people, that they took him out of jail, yeah? You make a party with people that went out of jail, yeah? Instead of saying thank you to Hashem to sit and learn, noch a bit of Torah, yeah? Shugoyim. It's not considered a Seder. Ganz klar ist, so Davin, for someone to come out of jail, comes out of jail, he macht a party, middle of Elul. Yeah, it's a besonder Schmutz. Aber was ist der Pshat? The person has a hard day. He has a hard day. It's Erev Shabbos. He's preparing. It's not made to enjoy today. So what, he goes to sleep, it's too hard. Tomorrow we'll have a better day. Night says he's not going, get up next to early tomorrow. Shoyter. Chazal tell us, the secret is, think as one day. Not because tomorrow you're going to die. It's one day to fix for tomorrow. Tomorrow you're here for another reason. Not that tomorrow is a chance to fix what you're not fixing today. Hashem has a b'smahalach of tshuva, chvez nishginoi how, that you could catch up. I never understand exactly. We believe that Siddhartha is a Muslim from tshuva, to catch up. You have to, Erev Shabbos. Everyone, when we heard the story, going back to inside of you. Yeah, for sure it's like that. Erev Shabbos, Shabbos. I know, if you don't appear, yeah. Everyone here, if you'll ask me, understand the Medrash Shabbat, understand the Medrash, yeah, for sure. I have the first story. I didn't need the two messages, yeah? That's not what I was saying. Like, everyone said, like, okay, I'm saying, Mevaita, Nachamaisa. Yeah? When I come to a guy, so why are you schmoozing outside? Mishatorach Be'erev Shabbos. No, it means that guy that did all the Averis in the mud, it means for him. And when he will come upstairs, they'll tell him, Shaita, where you were. What do you think they will tell you? What do you think they will tell you? Mishatorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yeichal Be'Shabbos. Everyone has every minute such a musik. Mishatorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yeichal Be'Shabbos. And if a person will say, no, I'm not worried. You know, it's Hashem. I'm planning to buy some things ready for Shabbos. Yeah? I'll have. No, Elam Abadei Meleyam. No, if you didn't prepare yourself in these hours, is exactly the amount of hours. If you don't have the hours, Hashem takes you early. If you finish to fulfill what you need, He shouts it before. You don't stay here for extra hours. You don't stay for extra hours. The person has to prepare himself. This is the Metzias, this is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. It's not only that, if you don't do it, you will not have punished. You would not have. The Yitzhak is Meramos. We think, in general, we are right. But even clearly, I'm a good person. There's no way, even clearly. Every prat, every ibu, every minute has a purpose. And that's Yeshayla. A guy works for the king. Who knows the Matthias? Yeah, you're slave by the king, you stand in front of the king, and you serve the king. You do everything. You know, you polish his shoes. You lick his chair. You know, Mamish, a real good Eved. You know, Mamish, when the king comes, you let him know that he could step on you and be softer. Mamish, yeah. One day in the middle of the meeting of the king, you just burp. You know what happens? They kill you after a second. King, in general, I'm such a good smell. A little burp. Shmonesa, I just looked to the side. A little burp, yeah? It's not like the king kills you right away. It's no musig. Chaim Voloshiner explains it. He says the marshal. He says you have a house of the king. There's guys that are in charge to polish the crown of the king. There's a guy that's in charge, you know, where the animals are, the cows, with the horses. He also cleans out the dirt there. He says the guy that polishes the king's crown. Well, one day he forgot one of the diamonds, the yellow one. He forgot to polish, so everything was shining. The yellow one was not shining. So he decided to chop off his head. Then they gave him one more chance. He says, he doesn't understand. Come with me. He took him to the horse's place. There's a guy that cleans. Look how much pieces he left in the corners. He left real pieces of dirt. Why are you not chopping off his head? So he said, listen, he's cleaning the garbage of the animals and the seder. I'm doing the crown. He said, I don't understand. Because I'm doing the crown? As a gedos, you do the crown. You're not worth the animals. You're really a chashuv, a slave. He said, Klal Yisrael, one in a second, it's more from that, but Klal Yisrael are cleaning the crown of the king. You can't say, but so what? It doesn't go like that. And every person that becomes a better person, becomes a bentere, becomes a ben aliyah, becomes a chashuv, a bocher, his position goes up. He can't say, okay, I'm asking to work, and it doesn't work. Now you're holding a crown in your hand. Can't say, okay, forget about the crown. Think that I'm doing the horses. So I'm leaving a piece of dirt. What if a person will leave on the horse and the crown a piece of dirt? You know what they will do to him? Chop in all different ways, yeah? This is the Metzius. A prophet that knows how to learn, knows what is Ribbono Shel Olam, knows what is Elul. Okay, but now I'm taking it easy. Nishto Azazach. Nishto Azazach. And when a person thinks about it, it says two parts. This is what I want to speak about today. The avoyne of Elul, I guess, follows the musig of anile doidi v'doidili. Avada, you have to explain in the shuva the whole Elul. But the first part of the avoyne of Elul to be for a part of the kufa of Elul, already in the middle of the chodesh Elul, to be in a matzav of anile doidi, is the chesed of the avoyne shaloylo. That he gives us that if we behave in such a matzav, that we know everything is for the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is for him, and we get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's ma'avir al pesha, v'shulach ovoin, u'misratz al ha'am u'Yisrael. Hashem has a special midah, that he's misratz, that he's mispayas. But we have to use it. And the first avoid is, forget what the Yitzhar says. No, it's for him state, it's Hashem, next week we'll start to bring in the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, Malchias. But the Seder is Malchias, Rosh Hashanah, and then Tshuva. Avada, you also have to fix yourself before Rosh Hashanah. Hashem said, first get close to me, and then you could do Tshuva. A person has to come to Shashone and the Musig of Avoyna if close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person has 2 weeks and 2 days to Rosh Hashone. 2 weeks and 2 days to Rosh Hashone. You know what it means? 2 weeks and 2 days. You can't take 2 weeks and say, forget about the Cheshbon HaSarabim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Kol Yochel. He could do everything. He could get you what you need. He could take away what you need. Just get close to him. Just come down to him. This show that you want. Open your hands. He wants to see such a avoda, such a closeness. Such a kirvas elokim. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Spoke a lot of times. One said, Mamish Bektzora. Yiras Hashem is Be'etzim a Dovo Poshut. Bisa Salamper, Be'etzim in Koich Ve'oir, Bisa Blazer explains that this is the whole Yisrael of Koich Ve'oir. Mamish, in a nutshell of it. Be'etzim Yiras Shomayim is a Poshut Zach. You have to be scared. You know, there's no one here that doesn't believe that this one will happen. Someone that will not believe that this one will happen, that Kol Yochel, everyone believes that Kol Yochel. And everyone believes that Kol Yochel Elokim B'Mishpat. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara is to machlish a yire. If a person will really feel the right yire, a person has a chance. There's a rumor that if you take that thing, you die, no one touches it, yeah? There's a rumor. People don't die anymore. And here we know, the whole world is in front of us. And Tzigonish, Rosh Hashanah comes and we're far. Everyone wants, Alevai will be scared for Rosh Hashanah. If you tell someone, listen, I have a book, you read it in 2 minutes, you'll be shaking like a lula for Rosh Hashanah. I'm telling you, I'll sell it outside, 1 million copies in 1 minute. Everyone here wants to feel Rosh Hashanah. The problem is it just doesn't go. There's no guy that says, I don't want to feel scared of Rosh Hashanah. Every guy wants to have a Rosh Hashanah mamish that he could cry and pour and everything. But everyone is looking for it. There are some people fly out of the country because of that, yeah? So Bazum the Roshmuz. Everyone is looking for it. Everyone is looking for it. What is that? Yiras Hashem is a thing that is covered. But if you mevakish it, it comes. I want to explain. Some people think that if I will work on it, that all of my life, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to torture myself. You know what? You know, all of my life I'll threaten. So like, he's scared from himself to get into this mode that he will talk and work so hard. But it's a mistake. It's only to start. After you start, the yira is there, and you see what is normal. Not that you see, you get scared from nothing. You don't want to eat in places that are suffer kosher. You don't want to go to places that suffer shmir ha'inayim. You don't want to dive in a shul that you know without a siddur. You know how much shemus you will skip. You know, you ask a guy to bench. He benches without a bencher. But if you ask him to moitzi you, he asks for a bencher, yeah? I almost say punk fakel. If you moitzi someone, you don't need a bencher, because if you have a mistake, it will correct you. Every guy that benches himself, tell celebrate because I get nervous when I speak loud, yeah? Yira is only if you mevakish yiras Hashem, mo Hashem shoyel mimcha. It comes right away. A person has to take on himself. It's not enough time. It's not enough time. 2 weeks and 2 days. Then it's really Erev Rosh Hashanah. 2 weeks and 2 days. 16 days. A person takes on himself. The next 16 days, I'm forgetting about my friends. I'm forgetting about my family. I'm forgetting about everything. I'm Oyved Hashem. I'm Oyved Hashem. I heard once a marshal brought down his phone. Person had a big court case. So he has to go. So if he's smart, he goes to the city a bit before, rests in the hotel. Gets himself ready, makes an appointment by a lawyer. It's a chashiv lawyer, gives him over the papers to look about the case, and he goes into the judge. What happens? A person that decides the last minute he has to go up. He goes down, there's no train. He wants to take his wagon, it's full with ice, he can't even get there. So he works and he shovels and he finds to get the wagon going. He runs to the city, he can't find even a lawyer. And then he finds, like, you know, there's training to be a business lawyer. And he goes in, no, what is the matter? We even can't take a haircut before the court comes. 16 days before Rosh Hashanah. So a person asks, okay, so what I do lemaisa? The study of the vitamins has to be lemaisa. Saying, in 16 days before, a person has to have two parts. One part that is hanogah from now till Rosh Hashanah is a different hanogah. How much he decided Elul will be a different hanogah? Now he says these 16 days will be a different hanogah. Every tefillah will be a tefillah. Every Shabbos will be a Shabbos. I will not do things that I don't have to do. Be makpid on everything. The Yitzhahor tells. The Yitzhahor tells. So, I know a chavreim of mine, in Panovich, so close to Rosh Hashanah, they took a notebook, they had 16 days. Every day before he went to sleep, he wrote himself, V or X? A check or X? I had one day, 16 days. 16 days to come to Rosh Hashanah. No, a person say I can't do it, but Rosh Hashanah, you will promise Hashem next year I'll be good the whole year. Yeah? I'm asking you now 16 days to show him that you could do it, it's too hard. But Rosh Hashanah you'll say Hashem from now on forever I'll be good, yeah? So who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? But I want to tell you, it's not only when you do such a matzev the Yerushalayim comes closer to you. That's what Rabbi Saul explains. When a person is scared from a dog, right, he doesn't have to work on it. Like, you know, I'm scared from a dog. Then the dog comes near, 1 second, I'm scared, right? I'm scared, and he gets scared, right? If you're scared from a dog, you don't have to work on it. Yeah, 1 second, it's the teeth, and then you get scared, right? You fuck out, these guys, the dog comes, they start to move away. People tell him, don't worry, yeah, I'm not scared, and he's moving, yeah? He forgets that he's scared from a dog. He wakes up in the morning, 1 second, I'm scared from a dog, I'm scared from a cat. He doesn't forget. Why does Shemayim me forget? Because this is the koyach of the Yitzhahor. Because if not, everyone will do tshuva. But Hashem promises every person, Mo Hashem Shoyel Mimcha, if you work on Yira, the Yira comes. And Yira is a natural thing, b'teva ha'odom. You don't have to work on it when you have it. You have the Shmira around you. The person thinks, well, all of my life I'll have to work 24 hours? No. Shmira is there. And not that, you know, when you're scared, it's an instinct. You know, when a car comes, you move. Before you know, you move. Because the body has an instinct to protect himself. When a person is scared from a Vegas, automatically he's protected. His body moves away. He sees something that... It's just as a Gaidus. He just doesn't go into the bad meaning. It just... The body... As a Mitzvah. Person wants to have... Avoid the Rosh Hashanah. Don't wait until the last minute. Don't wait till the last minute. This week, here especially, slichas is so short. She only had the 4 days of the biku. There's Shabbos, and you really don't have 4 days, so they start before Shabbos. This year's mamish mitzumtzum. Mitzumtzum slichas. Don't wait. It's the first thing. The second thing, I think every choshev bacher has to. At least 16 days before Rosh Hashanah. Start to learn Musa. Shai Tshuva. Even if it's 5 minutes. Even if it's 5 minutes. Now I want to tell you another Zach. Rav Shach told me a couple of times that when a person is tired, it's hard for him to work. Sayin davening, sayin learning, and for sure not doing Tshuva. Yitzhora has a koyach. Tell a person, yeah, you go to sleep 2 o'clock, you'll manage. 3 o'clock, you'll manage. If it's in Bismedosh, manage till 2 o'clock, and then we have to have another sitting of it. A person needs to sleep. The Yitzhora tells people, go to sleep. Don't do it bad, do it shmooze. Help the other guy, he's in a bad mood, help him, yeah? Then you talk. So when you're tired, you daven shachris, yoytzes ayin, what's going on? You're tired. The night that I sleep the most is lel yom kippur. Not because there's nothing more to do only, yeah? The mice, you could wake up, you could say psukkah the zimmer like a match. If you're tired, shemoloch hashemim loch, you wake up, yeah? So a person has to have bech. Be a chacham. You want to work during the day? Sleep. Sleep like a mensch. Don't be tired. It's all alamol hatakoyach, Rav Shach said. First, he doesn't let you to do tshuva. When you decide to do tshuva, he says, I'm not stirring him. I'm just making him very tired. So he can't focus on being a different person. If a person takes, is learning anything serious, for 16 days, for 16 days, when Rosh Hashanah will come, when slichas will come, he could start to avoid the avodah of slichas. He will start to avoid the avodah of malchias. The lot. I want to tell you, a person is nimshal like a wall. When the wall is wet, you can't stick a piece of paper on the wall. When the wall is dry, you can put up a stick of paper, you can paint it, you can work with it. The neshama of a person is ruchnis. When the neshama is not in a ruchnis nikim matzav, it's very hard to work with it. When it's in a ruchnis nikim matzav, it's very easy to work with it. There's a lot of things, not time. Slichas, malchias, tshuva. And it's kuvea for the ganze yom. We'll speak about it. How a person feels. As Hashem, we started speaking about Rosh Hashanah. But we believe. So in 16 days, everything is decided for you. The Ramban explains in Shara Gmul that all of the life is decided. Because we'll decide what kind of year you'll be, that year, that year, everything. Everything is decided in 16 days. And no one could help you, only yourself. No one could help you, only yourself. So you don't know what to do. Appear yourself. Anila doidi. Hashem promises he will do the rest. Anila doidi. Be in a matzav of anila doidi. Hashem, I'm getting close. I'm appearing myself. I'm making myself roi lekabel asamelech. The person prepares himself. And he shows, he wants. He's mishtadel. Then when the king comes, is what to work with. I'm saying, sigh if you believe that Olam Hazeh is Erev Shabbos. Even if you're not holding there, but at least you could believe that it's a yabosha. At least you could be, if it's a yishuv. And if you don't prepare yourself, you'll have such charote. You'll have such charote. And you will not know it. Everyone will stand bismedosh Rosh Hashanah. Everyone will yell Hashem molach Hashem molach lo'ilam vo'ed. Everyone will yell it. A person that's prepared, he will have a different Rosh Hashanah. And it's all it says. Don't look at him. Yishvili nivra lo'ilam. Myself. I'm saying, Don't push away. Take to yourself somewhere 16 days. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Write down. Manage. Failed. I wanted to say, okay, I don't need to write. I remember, you know, this guy. I remember what I need to write. I wanted to, if you know by night you have to do it, by day is such a big shmira. All the smart people say to hotels, say them. So I have a list in my head, yeah? I don't have to write down. I remember we were friends in Panovich. Other guys, let me show that, but everyone had to show each other the notes if they passed or not. And you know, everyone in the group was Mesudar. He took the most guy that you're not comfortable with, and you know, that he thinks that you're a good boy, and to him you have to show. Nish to the one that you don't mind, that you know, some guys, you know, to everyone they behave. It's 2-3 friends that know that the human being, yeah? So to the guys that think that you're the God Lado, it's a mitzvah. I know someone told me before, not after. He tells me tonight that he's masking my house, and I'm asking to see it. Not if he has 16 checks, he comes to show me. That's not a chokhma. I'm not, it's a shmira for a person. I'm telling you, will have a different Rosh Hashanah. It's Baduk Menusa. We have 16 days. Since Svarim Alamos, Shira Miles is 15 miles, and then it's Behar Hashem. So Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzim a day out of the Cheshbon. We have 15 Shira Miles. These are the 15 miles that you owe to Lehar Hashem. Blessed Hashem, if we work together, we'll have the Siyata Hashem.